These figures show record amounts of freight being handled by the Port of Dover and the Channel Tunnel. Last Wednesday, 10,558 freight vehicles were handled by the port. And this underlines why it is so important that we upgrade the A2, get the dualling completed, sort out Brenly Corner and make it a proper motorway. We know our roads are at capacity. We saw it earlier in the summer when people were abandoned for hours on end in the summer heat, left sweltering in the traffic without food, water or even able to go to the loo. And that's why it's so important that we get these road upgrades in Kent that we've needed for decades. It's really important that central government actually invest in Kent's roads. For decades, central government have failed to invest in our roads. Recently, a road investment plan was released by the government. It includes nothing at all for Kent. It's a missed opportunity, and that's why we need to see real action from this government to ensure that the roads to the Port of Dover and to the Channel Tunnel are upgraded and fit for purpose. Every time there's a problem in Calais or on the seas, it's Kent that pays the price. Whether it's migrants storming the port of Calais, or problems with the Calais jungle, or the French border police not turning up at Dover, it is Kent that pays the price. That's why we need to get on with the M20 lorry park, but we also need to get on with upgrading the A2 and the M2 so that they're modern, fit for purpose, and will fit with a new Lower Thames crossing. Again, we seem to have had nothing from the government but complete silence. Let's bear in mind, 40% of all our trade with the European Union comes through the Channel Tunnel and the Port of Dover. And that's why the government needs to focus on making sure our infrastructure is fit for purpose so that our nation as a whole can do really well as we leave the European Union. We know the A2 is a single-track road leading to a world-class port through which so many of our imports and exports flow. And we know it from the fact that, so often we have problems on Kent's roads. That's why there needs to be a new focus, and a focus also on upgrading the trains, because people are already finding it standing room only from Ashford. We need new trains, and we need a better rail services as well.